Talk Shoes.
Recorded live.
And welcome to PSP and BB Weekly, episode number 6 now. Hard to believe this is the 6th week in a row, because the time really does go by fast. It is Friday, February 9th, 2007, and I am Douglas Bell, Webmaster 7 in the chat room, Fountain of Apples on phpbb.com, and we're live here on TalkShoe to do another episode of PHP BB Weekly. I do need to state that this podcast is not affiliated with nor approved by the PHP BB team. This is done on my own self. I'm here to talk about PHP BB, latest news, tips, mods, styles, and any questions you have. And hoping that my gizmo doesn't screw up the theme music. So, I'd like to invite you, of course, to join me in the chat room, which is kind of quiet right now, just me by myself, chat room on TalkShoe, if you are listening to the live stream, because I can't tell who listens to the live stream, at least don't tell me, and maybe they'll fix that one of these days. If you come into the chat room, you can chat, I can chat with you, answer your questions on air, or if you want to call in and come up on the show, we'd love to have you. The number is 724-444-7444. So I'd like to thank you for coming, and I am glad to report that I am now better. Last week got kind of messed up because I was sick. And right when I started the show, my nose decided to start doing a waterfall. It wasn't even water. I'm not going to get into that. So I am a lot better now, so hopefully that will improve this episode substantially. So if you'd like to join, I'd love to have you come on in. And so I'm going to get started today. Today we're talking about ranks. Now, ranks are one of the features in PHP BB2. It's kind of a basic feature, and for some forums it may not be appropriate, but there are a number of uses for ranks, and so we're going to talk about what they are and how you set them up and the different options you have. So one of the best ways you can think of ranks is if you have gone onto a number of forum sites, you may notice that some users have little titles under their names, or they have like stars or like levels, different kinds of images that show up. A lot of times they're based on the number of posts that those users have. Well, that's ranks. That is what ranks are. Basically to say that ranks are the little text or images you can see under posts. And there are two kinds of ranks in PHP BB. Special ranks and regular ranks. And so we're going to start off by covering special ranks. Special ranks you can see on phpbb.com. You'll notice that a lot of times you register on there and you'll see registered user on there. And so every registered user gets a rank that says registered user. That's a regular rank. Other times you'll see more specific ranks. For example, team members, they have their own special ranks. They'll say mod team member, mod team leader, styles team member, project manager, developer, yada, 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 yada. And they have a little image underneath. It's the name of their team. So these are special ranks, which are specially set up and applied to applicable users. And they're basically used to describe what the users are. So how do you go about doing this in PHPBB2? Go into your admin panel and look under user admin, and you will see and list an item called ranks. So that will take you to the rank administration. If you have any ranks, they'll be listed there, which you can see some of the basic details. You can edit them Let's go ahead and try adding a new rank. This will take you to a pretty basic form with four options. The first thing is rank title, and this is basically, what's the text going to say? What is the rank name going to be? So let's pretend that this is phpbb.com. Again, I've never been on the an administrator on there, but let's pretend that it is, and we're going to set up, because I'm a former mod team member, we're going to set up a rank for mod team member. So and that's what we just want it to say. So we're just going to type in mod team member, and where it says set as special rank, click yes. Now, that's all you need to set up a special rank. You do not need to worry about minimum posts. That only applies to regular ranks, and we'll talk about that in a minute. You can just go ahead and hit submit right now. Done. Rank's there. The rank image, if you want, you can define a small image or a big image if you really want to, although not usually highly recommended to do. Usually you just want to do a small image for ranks. And so you're going to enter the path to that. Now, it says relative to PHPBB2 root path. So what this means is, if you, and this is going to have to get kind of complicated, but it wants to, does not want a direct link to your rank, like an HTTP link. That is not going to give it what it wants. It wants to be able to find ranks within your directory, and so you're just going to give it the relative path. So pretend you have uploaded your rank images. Most likely, it's probably on like images/ranks. Then, within your PHPBB2 installed, then that's what you're going to enter. You will write images/rank/link to the rank, and that's assuming that you upload the rank image into the images ranks directory relative to where index.php is. So basically, if you were to view your image by entering its URL into your browser, then rank image, then typically take out the part which goes to your PHPBB home, and what's left in the URL, that's what you want to put in. Again, rank images are completely optional. If you have nothing there, then nothing will show up. If you do enter something there, then something will show up. If you enter a rank image, you will have an opportunity to see. I don't think you have an opportunity to see what it looks like from the rank administration. What you want to do instead is actually go click on edit, and it will try to show the image when you go back to edit the rank. That's what it does. Yeah, I've got kind of an old thing on here, which is just giving me some tips because I don't have a full version installed at the moment, various reasons. So that's how you would set up a special rank. So now we have mod team member that's a special rank. How are you going, and the heck are you going to have users see this special rank? To do that, you will go into user management and look up a user. And you've probably been able to see the user administration panel in the admin panel, but if you haven't, you'll notice that it looks just like the profile page for the user. And so you can see our username, email, address. If you go down to the bottom, you'll see special admin-only fields. So these are fields that are specific to administrators. And there are a couple of settings here. Users active can send private messages, can display avatar, etc. One there says rank title. And this lets you to explicitly set whether or not they have a special rank or not. So what you'll do, that drop-down menu will display all the special ranks you've set up for your board, or you can just click on No Special Rank Assigned. But if you assign a special rank for them, then that's the one that's going to show up. You'll probably notice if you've just installed your PHPBB installation, there's already a special rank set up for Site Admin, and that the first user automatically has that rank. Again, you can edit or delete that if you'd like. That's how you assign special ranks, and so that's just completely manual. User by user, you set it up. PHPBB3 will take the special ranks a little bit farther, so you can assign ranks to groups. So anyone who joins a group will automatically get a special rank, for example, yada, yada, yada. So that's how it, for PHPBB2, that's all you really get out of special ranks. But what about regular ranks? What does that work? Or maybe you've seen, this is more like when you've seen sites where, depending on the number of posts that a user has, they'll automatically get a changing rank. Well, you can, yes, you can definitely do that within rank administration, and that's a regular rank. Okay, so first thing you're going to do is go back to ranks, enter a rank title, as we've already done, and type the your path to a rank image if you want to. That's what you've done. And then do not set it as a special rank. So today you want to have a rank that, as for as soon as someone registers, then enter, like, we'll say, like, just registered. All right? And then minimum posts, set this to 0. So that means as soon as anyone registers, they will have the just registered rank automatically. This is not a special rank, so you can't assign this like we would with a special rank. This is just automatically there. Hit submit, and it's added. And so now everyone on your board, unless they have a special rank, will say just registered. But now let's say you wanted to have it. So, hey, as soon as they make one post, let's change their rank so that it's like it says new poster. So then you can go back and create a new rank saying new poster, and minimum posts will be 1. And this is going to, again, this is an example. You can set whatever you want when you're going about this yourself. This means that now anyone with 1 or more posts will have the new poster rank. Anyone with less than 1 will have the first one. Then you can make another one. Let's say the users cross 100 posts, then they must be special. So we're going to say frequent posts. We want frequent poster. So that will be your next level rank, and you want the users to have 100 posts or more to get that. So you set it up. So now new posters ranks will be to anyone with no posts. Actually, I think I already got my names and ranks mixed up. Sorry. This is when it happens when you take examples too complex. All right. The just registered rank is given to folks that have 0 posts. Anyone with 1 to 99 posts will have the new poster rank, and then 100 or more posts will have frequent poster. So pretty much the rank keeps changing to the higher level as the number of posts increase based on minimum posts. So that's pretty – and so it's going to try to go to the next higher rank as long as it can. Rank images are available to try to signify this, and actually I want to – highlight the fact that there are image sets you can get from the styles database on phpbb.com which have ranks built in. So if you go to phpbb.com/styles, notice the top half is for you to download styles for your board, but then the bottom half has graphics, avatars, emoticons, other, but you notice there's a section for rank images. There are currently, as of today, 162 rank images you can find. And what most of these actually are like are images which have highlights like 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 stars. 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 light bulbs. 1, 2, yada, 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 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe AMD logos. These are just some examples I'm seeing. They have all kinds of images, which work, most of them work like that. One that I actually really like myself is LED ranks by Bongwater. I've used these a few times. They're kind of nice. They come in multiple colors. And a lot of these will also come with special rank images for some of your most basic special ranks. For example, the LED ranks, which I'm giving an example for right now, has a special rank for moderators and for administrators. So you can use that for your special ranks. And actually, for that one, I like it because it actually pulsates. And looks really cool. So yeah, you can have animated images. These are usually GIF images or any other image. I know that GIF works. I don't know about other images offhand. So yeah, you can just go ahead and download these packs and just upload them and then just set up your ranks as you like. There's ranks that look like status bars. There's ranks that go from left to right. Hearts, there's a number of heart ones because Valentine's Day is coming up. You can download those. And these are just available. Doesn't matter if the PHPBB version listed says 2.0.1 or whatever. They're just images. You can use whatever you want. And these are, again, completely free. You can download them. These are free for you to use. Or you make your own images. You can do whatever. Make your own images with text on them. Do whatever you want. So that is pretty much a brief overview of ranks. And so they are pretty nice features. They're going to be slightly improved in PHP BB3 with a couple of other things whenever that comes out. And we're hoping that PHP BB3 will be out soon. I've been keeping an eye on the CVS check-ins. There have been lots and lots of bug fixes and updates. And, again, we have had five betas. They have had five betas so far. So I'm really, really hopeful that we're not too far off from seeing the first release candidate of PHP BB3. And then as soon as the release candidate stage starts, then you start getting this a bit more official support. And that's only a matter of time until it goes final. When you get into release candidate stage, then PHP BB3 will be fairly about 90-95% stable. And then they'll start officially supporting upgrading from PHP BB2. You'll start to see it really materialize out there. And so I'm really, really looking forward to finally getting Olympus released in 2007 this year. And my web browser has crashed, so please give me a minute. While I'm getting my web browser back up, I would like to remind you guys that you can feel free to come into the chat room. I'm still all alone. I had a few people pop in and out, but not really stay. TalkShoe, the chat room, you can feel free to come in, chat with me, ask your questions, call in if you have questions or discussion about PHP BB. I will try to answer whatever I can, talk about them. This is here for your entertainment and also for trying to offer a little help out in the neighborhood. The number is 724-444-7444. If you'd like to call in or just come into the chat room, all you need to do is register on TalkShoe.com and download TalkShoe Live. That's it. Okay, hold on while I get my web browser back up so I can finish the show. So, let's see. Okay, so on to the picks of the week. I need my computer to move here. All right. So today's mod of the week is the gender mod, which is done by Evil Heart, who is an. I don't remember if he used to be a. Team member or not. I don't think he was, though. But he's a pretty frequent visitor on the mod side of phpbb.com. He does a lot of mods. And so gender mod is probably what you would expect. It allows users to say, I'm male, I'm female, or I'm neither. Well, okay. Actually, they wouldn't be neither. I'm kidding there. There's declining to state either they're male or female. Again, this is, again, optional. So, however, it also comes with a couple of extra images, which you can see. So what you'll do is you install the gender mod, and then on everyone's profile, once you've set it up in the general configuration, will be a line there for gender. And it can choose male, female, or none specified. And it comes with a couple of images. If you have been working in biology or had a biology class or just see genomes, there are these generic universal images which allow you to differentiate between male and female, male being a circle with the arrow coming up out of the upper right, female being a circle with a line going straight down and another line crossing that one. And he made up a non-specified one, which is kind of a combination of those two images. And so the way it actually works is it does then use those three images as the identifier across the across your board. So it's not going to waste space saying gender male. Instead, it's just going to show one of those three images right next to all of the posts and view profile, view topic, in the admin area, etc. You can turn these images off if you want. If you go into the admin panel, you can say, you know what, I don't like the images, just display text, gender male, gender female, gender not specified, whatever. But the images are kind of cool in that, for example, in the member list, you can see them right next to the username. So it really allows the information to be posted throughout the site. So personally, I don't really like the images. I just think they're a little confusing, and text is fine. But some people will enjoy the images. And I'm fairly sure that you can also change them. If you want to have better looking images you want to make, you can just upload them, replace them yourself. But it's a fairly nice way to get the much asked question of, are you male or are you female, up on your site. And of course, PHPBB3 will have, are you male or are you female, built in to their profile. Plus, you can. But for PHPBB2, this is a fairly nice mod. And so you can go ahead and download it. The link is phpbb.com/viewtopic.php?t=467168. And the link is also viewable in the chat room. If you go into there, you can see what the actual link is. For the styles pick of the week, this style comes from 20 years ago. You get to see what PHPBB looked like 20 years ago. Never mind that PHPBB is 7 years old, but let's see what it looked like 20 years ago. Okay, I'm kidding. There was no PHPBB in the 1980s, but today's style pick of the week is the 80s theme for PHPBB. This theme you can find on phpbbhacks.com, and the author's username is phpbbmodded.de. So this is actually a really cool theme. It's primarily red, green, and brown. It's got some kind of really interesting colors. The red is actually more of a bright pink, is what I would describe it. And the brown is a light brown. The header image is really cool. You can see kind of a retro font for showing the blue and orange PHPBB creating communities thing, which has, it's just shadowed. You can see they stuck a cute little image with a Rubik's Cube up there. In fact, I got a Rubik's Cube, which is kind of fun, although I'm trying to figure out how to solve it. Anyone knows how to solve Rubik's Cubes, let me know. It's also tweaked a lot of the images to have some of the writers of some hot things during the 80s. And unfortunately, I was not alive during the 80s, so I would not be able to identify some of these things. But I'm sure if you were around during the 80s, you could probably recognize some of these symbols that you can see on here. So the 80s theme is done by PHPBB Modded. You can download it, phpbbhacks.com/download/2299. And again, the link has just been posted into the chat room. Okay, and so that pretty much wraps up all I was going to say, because no one actually came and joined me today. I'm going to try to see about next week. Next week is the 16th. I actually have no school. I'm going to see if I can possibly find a guest to come on. In fact, I'm hoping and praying that we may be able to see PHPBB3 go release candidate by next week. If you actually look on the downloads page, PHPBB Weekly has an advertisement running on there. It's a rotating ad. So hopefully that will get some more people interested in finding the show out. And if you are listening from by clicking on that link, I hope you will feel free to join me next week on the 16th at 4:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I believe that's 12:30 a.m. on Saturday, GMT. I'm sorry for kind of the weird time, but this is how my schedule has to work. So thank you again for joining me for another episode of PHPBB Weekly. And I hope you have a great weekend, and Stay safe, and I will see you again on live on TalkShoe next week. I'm Douglas Bell, signing out.